Tax evasion will get you into hot water with the IRS, but in North Idaho, it won't necessarily spell the end of your political career. A Republican state legislature who believes the federal income tax is unconstitutional is battling the charges of tax evasion, even as he seeks re-election. Correspondent Jessica Robinson has more.
The federal government says Phil Hart owes more than $500,000 in unpaid taxes, interest, and penalties. The U.S. Department of Justice is threatening to foreclose on his home near Athol, Idaho, if he doesn't pay up. Meanwhile, Idaho tax collectors say Hart owes the state another $53,000. Representative Hart has already been reelected once since his tax troubles came out, and he's now running for a fifth term. Boise State University political science professor Gary Moncrief studies the Idaho legislature.
Some of his positions, you know, resonate pretty well with people in that district.
Hart is a Ron Paul supporter who this year tried to pass a bill to make gold and silver coins legal tender in the state of Idaho. He faces three Republican challengers in next month's primary, and there's a viable Democratic candidate come the general election. Political analysts we talked to say this year Hart could be in for a run for his money because of the flurry of challengers and his mounting tax woes. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.